All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What's up, SportsMappers? Welcome to the fray. It's The Usual Suspects on a Monday. Boy, have you missed a lot if you missed the first 2 hours of this show. All I can tell you is I encourage you wholeheartedly to get to ESPN975.com and go to our show tab. Check the first 2 hours out because we had everything. We ran the gamut from entertainment to sports, but we covered some ground and we kicked some ass. And we love that stuff and we want you to be a part of it. So if you missed it, check it out. And of course, we always recommend if you missed any part of the show or you're having some trouble sometimes keeping up with it, just download the app. ESPN975.com also has the ability to download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere, and you never miss a thing. It is fantastic. Lance Zierlein was a guest just recently before the break. He had some great stuff to offer up. And Nick, Barry, and I are here every single day for you, trying to make it what we think it's developing into.
Just a reminder, if you're going to send text, please don't send a book. I've got a text here from 7280. Too many words, bro. Just call. I'm sure it's really good, but it's just way too many words. The text should be like a tweet, 140 characters, one or two sentences at the most. But if you're going to give a full-on one-minute phone call take and a text, just call.
Why don't we just install Twitter? Like, what is it, 240 or 280 characters now?
It is now 280, isn't
280.
It?
Yeah. 280 characters, people.
Josh and Beaumont, by the way, Josh and Beaumont had a question for U of H fan, Nick, so I'm going to ask you. Are all the U of H fans still upset about the Briles hiring, or have they forgot about it?
I think there's still some rumblings about it, but I don't think it's being talked about as much.
Okay. Fred and John would be the two people to ask, because they were the pretty much staunchly against it. News of the day, if you missed it, that we were talking about. Oh, sorry.
I was going to get these texts in before
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. Somebody said, was there a better way to end the series than a strikeout on Machado?
You see, you got Pierce on the back of the Achilles again?
Yeah, again. And I tweeted that. I'm like, oh, that wasn't dirty. This Dodgers friend of mine that actually... he's a comic that I had met in Oklahoma.
Jerry Rocha, because we really like him.
Oh. He's a diehard Dodgers fan. I did his podcast last year for the World Series, and we had a bet that he never paid up on. Loser had to change their profile wearing the winner's gear.
Yeah.
Never did it. And that's why I was like, that's why y'all lost again, bitch, because you didn't keep your bet. But he was saying, no, Machado's not dirty. Pierce's daughter was in his wedding or something. I was like, that doesn't matter.
Machado brought that up in the
It doesn't matter. Too, yeah. He's dirty. That's just a good cover story.
He was supposed to be friends dirty with ass. Aguilar, too, of the Brewers when he did it to him.
Yeah.
And that his comment there was, you guys don't know how far we go back. We played in the Dominican.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it has no bearing on
dirty.
Anything.
Couple more. Where to go? Listener Alex, do you think the Texans will actually do anything for the trade deadline? No, I don't.
I have been told by sources that they are kicking the tires. They are working the phone lines. They are looking for a receiver, whether they get something done or not, or maybe it's not going to be a sexy name that everybody's familiar with, but I have heard that they are making best efforts.
Okay, but it's not going to be a splash, right? I mean, they're not going to go out and get Demaryius Thomas.
You don't know.
They're not going to go out and get Emmanuel
Sanders. I'm not even sure they're going to even make a trade. It might be some free agent. Or
Deshaun Jackson is the name that people say is under the radar. The one that people are pushing that I saw on SportsCenter this morning is Demaryius Thomas. His price tag is huge, and he's got multiple years left, whereas Jackson's got one more year left at a pretty manageable cap number.
This is a winnable division. If you think that, you're obviously not going to get Will Fuller back, but if you think that you can, depending on the matchup, do you mortgage the future again to be bounced in the first round?
That's the biggest question.
Is it a trade that you feel like makes you a Super Bowl contender? Because if it's not, then what are you doing? You're mortgaging your future again.
Unless you're getting Le'Veon Bell and another receiver.
And a guarantee that'll be back. Yeah,
and an offensive line help. You're not a Super Bowl contender. I'm
with you. That's why I would think they would be smart enough.
But I'm just saying they're out there exploring it. But to your point, you already blew out draft picks to get a guy and then to get rid of that guy when he didn't turn out. You don't want to blow out any more draft picks when you're just on the cusp of getting better.
Exactly. Exactly.
To continue to grow.
You're building a core, a good nucleus on a team.
And if Tampa Bay's in disarray,
mortgaging your picks, It's going to be bad.
If you can get DeSean Jackson for a fifth,
I'd do that.
Then you snap on that because they just want to unload the salary and he's not happy. Because if you missed it, four interceptions by Jameis Winston yesterday. He got benched. Fitzmagic came in, Ryan Fitzpatrick, led him all the way back to a tie, but they lost on a field goal. But now just in, Bucks are going to start Fitzpatrick at quarterback this week against Carolina, which means Jameis's days may be numbered. We talked about the fact that the Browns fired not only their head coach, Hugh Jackson, but their offensive coordinator, Todd Haley. People are already going, could they be the new offensive coordinator of the Texans? Well, right now, it's not broken, so you're not worried about that right now. You're not going to fix it midseason in first place. Not going to happen. And the Cowboys have fired their offensive line coach, and they have had shakeups already as Mark Colombo has been promoted to be the new O-line coach as Paul Alexander was dismissed. So I don't think that that's going to make Cowboy fans happy because if they were going to be happy, then Scott Linehan needed to go as the offensive coordinator.
I would agree with that. So. By the way, 1840, nice try. I'm not falling for that. This is Demetrius. Yard work is done. Started listening at 2 o'clock. Yard question of the day. What do you put down before the cold weather comes? Hope you're enjoying Red Dead Redemption 2, Barry. Yeah, you should put down a slow-release fertilizer for the fall.
Done with that.
Okay.
Done with that.
Slow release fertilizer. Oh, man, do you think the guy pretending to be you was the same one that copied your shirts, Barry? I didn't think about that.
No, because we've seen that guy in person.
That's true. That's the only thing that doesn't match up.
He was...
Did he try to replicate the hoodie?
He wasn't a skinny Asian. He was a fat Hispanic dude.
That would be correct.
Yeah. So not the same guy. Long story short, last week I had two family members pass away. Needless to say, last week was really crappy. Barry, listening to your story made me laugh for the first time in a week, for what it's worth.
Sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That few minutes made me forget about the bad things. Man, that's what we do. That's what we want to do here. So, yeah, sorry for your losses.
Absolutely.
I hang in there. And so a couple of people are asking about Red Dead Redemption. We're going to get to that. But do we have the tray? Should we do? Because we promised it at 2:45, and then we had Lance Sterling pop in. I really want to get to this because I feel like
lightning?
This is some breaking news.
Lightning Lance popped in.
Lightning Lance Zerline. Do you have a fear of how you're going to die? He thinks he's going to die by lightning. I mentioned that my wife thinks she's going to drown in a car.
I don't have a fear of it. I mean, like, how it's going to happen.
Do you feel like, this is how I'm going to die, so I'm scared of this? Mm-mm. No? Nick?
I do have a fear of dying. I'll just be honest.
No, I have a fear of dying, but not how it's going to happen.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think of it. I honestly don't think of that.
But, like, you know how Lance said he thinks he's going to die by lightning strike? You don't have a specific way that you think you're going to die?
No, not really.
Okay.
I don't really think about that at all.
You're going to die by cats? No.
Cat scratch fever?
Yeah.
No, I don't really have a specific way that I think I'm going to die.
Me either. I know in dreams you have that falling, like you've fallen from a high spot or something like that, but yeah, no.
Yeah. Okay, so do we want to do this? I noticed Trey left when we brought this up.
Because he probably wants to hear it. He's kind of concerned about some of the audio clips that we're going
to
hear.
So set this up for us, Nick. What happened? How do we come across this
audio? Well, Joel and I, you know, we tend to prep in the studio right next to us right here, right down the hall. And while that is happening, we have the door open. And interns have conversations. Joel and I love to listen in onto some of these conversations, especially when it involves Juggalo Trey. Interesting things are said. This time, I know it sounds a little shady, I made the decision to record what Juggalo Trey was saying without him knowing.
So an invasion of privacy. So now...
Basically,
Sterling it can't be used in a court of law, but it can be used on radio.
So you've accused me of being a thief.
Yep.
Yet here you are, eavesdropping, spying, and recording people's conversations.
I don't know if that's as bad as thieving, though. I think thieving is a little worse.
What Trey said was said in confidence.
Why are you a thief?
Not really.
He said it because I went and got these windscreens out of the communal cabinet in the hall, that I'm a thief.
Thieving.
Because I said
what's next for you? Are you going to pilfer towels out of a mailroom?
Yeah, see, that's
my point. Come on. It could be a progression.
Two different things.
Oh.
At least I didn't eavesdrop on anybody.
Well, I guess that makes me a bad person. I was eavesdropping and recording.
You've been a bad person, so it's okay.
Today. One day.
Always. You've always been a bad person.
You'll be my first
terrible person.
Just one day.
You're secretly bugging and wiretapping.
Yeah, so what happened? So what was the...
intern Juggalo Trey makes some serious accusations. I want everybody to know that this is not the reflection or the views of ESPN 97.5, but the views of intern Trey. Okay.
Or Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and the Blitz.
Yeah.
So let's take a listen to what he had to say about a very good quarterback in the NFL.
What did you say about Patrick Mahomes?
He did cocaine in the bathroom, apparently.
Where? at Texas Tech. What else is there to do? Some dude named Zach told me.
And Zach's a credible source?
That's a legit source?
He did go to Texas Tech.
So that makes it credible?
Could be. That's just what I heard. Don't quote me on that. He didn't really do... I don't know if he did or not. I'm just saying what I heard. I sure hope Patrick Mahomes doesn't get mad at me. That is my favorite quarterback.
Because, like, wait, I was saying, dude, I sit there going,
you crawfishing, backpedaling, get your ass in here. Get in here. Get these headphones. Get over there.
He just loves this. He was waiting for this. Because I'm the one asking the questions, and I'm going, so just because you know some dude that went to Texas Tech, that's credible enough for you to believe that what he's blowing out?
The whole time he's like, I don't know what the ramifications are.
I don't want to be in trouble for this, and I don't want to be me that said it, but I heard he did it.
In typical Trey fashion, he just throws out some outlandish statement and then spends the next 5 minutes backpedaling on said statement. Now, again, we want to say that this is not the this is an opinion and not anything based in fact. Or supported by nor endorsed by the usual suspects, Gal Media or ESPN 97.5. But Trey, your friend Zach said, now, did Zach do a line with?
I don't know.
Patrick, or was he just witnessing
it? I don't know. Somebody told me he was at a party. And it is
weird. Let me ask you this, Trey. Do you actually have a friend named Zach?
Yeah. Well, he's not. I just knew him. He was just kind of here.
Okay, but there's Zach is not a made-up person.
No.
So you believed him even though he wasn't one of your friends, and then you decided to just spray it out there to others.
You just thought it was funny that he would just go around telling people he's doing coke in the bathroom with Patrick Mahomes?
That was funny.
Now, did he say he did it with him or just saw him do it?
I don't think he said he just saw him do it,
okay,
apparently.
Okay.
But I don't think Patrick Mahomes did cocaine.
That's your official on the record?
If you're listening, Patrick Mahomes, I'm sorry. Please don't come after me.
Okay,
the second clip is better.
Okay, now we've established that everything you just said about Patrick Mahomes, bathrooms, Zach, and cocaine is probably not true.
Probably.
But according to Zach, it is.
According to Zach.
So what else do we have?
Way to throw Zach under the bus, by the way, and then run him over.
What else do we have?
I don't want to rip Joel. I would never go out against anybody, except like Josh Inner. Diabetes is worried that it's going to get Josh Inner.
Wow! Shots fired.
I don't like what he did to my friend.
What did he do to your friend?
He cost my friend a chance to go on Radio Row, and I didn't like that.
Who's your friend?
JB.
Jason Braddock?
Yeah.
You can say his name.
Okay.
I mean, you just said Patrick Mahomes does coke in a bathroom. You can obviously you can say Jason Braddock.
Yeah, I was just mad that he cost my friend a spot on Radio Row. That pissed me off, you know?
So what are you worried about more? Patrick Mahomes finding out that you said he did coke in a bathroom at Texas Tech, or Josh is finding out that you just said you... hope diabetes is worried about getting him.
Gonna get the former. Where did Patrick you steal that joke from?
I didn't steal it. It just came to me.
Trey. Reddit. Let's
it
be honest.
It came to me.
Has been a fantastic source for
you. Can check my browser history.
Barry, it just came to
you. You don't want to check his browser history, believe me.
How do you know?
You don't want to touch that keyboard.
I go into incognito mode, so
that's
obviously
the way to do it. Yeah.
By the way, this came up when you weren't in here. Do you still have dueling Facebook accounts?
No. Well, yes.
So what is it? Wait, tell me. No and yes. Are you going to backtrack on it before you even... I mean, you can't even answer it. So you still have two Facebook accounts?
Yeah, I just haven't, like, deactivated the other
one. You just haven't had conversations between the two of them recently?
Yeah, that happened one time.
And we all saw it.
My goodness.
Let me tell you the story.
How much time you
got? It's not that long. So, like, I had a Facebook account and my cousin Blake hacked into it and changed my security questions, so I had to change the name or change the make a new one because I didn't know how to log into my old one.
Okay.
And then he he changed it back, the security questions, and I was able to log back into my old Facebook.
Now that doesn't that's fine and dandy, but that doesn't answer why you were talking between the two accounts.
I just thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
I didn't really,
you were trolling.
Yeah, but I was trolling myself.
But your general followers list of friends didn't know.
They don't understand.
So how could they think it was funny if it was you talking to you?
Because I just worry about me. I just can be.
Trey.
So you don't believe what you said about Patrick Mahomes, right?
I don't believe it at all.
All right, because we have a little disclaimer for you.
Allegedly. Allegedly.
Watch this didn't be Patrick Mahomes on line four.
Line four.
Trey, I'd like to talk to you about a comment you made recently.
Allegedly.
You made recently?
You made a comment about me at Texas Tech, and I'm very upset about it. Hi-ho!
It's just OU, Mike.
Well done, Trey. Thanks, appreciate your insight. Let your sources know that we'll be fact-checking them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
appreciate
Trey.
It.
Thanks for shooting shots at Josh Ennis. We appreciate that, too.
No problem.
All right.
There you go. That's Jugs. Juggalo Trey.
Allegedly.
Just another average day on The Usual Suspects. We'll be back with more. It is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5, Sports Prep 94.1.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. My goodness, we have just had a plethora of guests and fun today. And it's only Monday.
It's been a fun show. That is for sure.
Indeed.
Allegedly.
That's not going to get old
That's
for a very
gonna
long
That's going to be a
time.
Drop for quite a while.
I love that. And then when we actually are talking about stuff, it's going to be nice to have that, just to say. All right, let's get some of these calls out of the way. We've got a short segment, so you guys be concise, OU Mike and Clarence. But OU Mike's been holding the longest, so let's go to him first. Oh, you Mike wants to talk Gundy versus Van Gundy. What's up?
Hello, Mike.
Mike going, oh, you Mike going once.
Mike,
so
where
you
are
Mike
you?
Going twice. So you Mike gone. Okay. Let's go to Clarence. Clarence wants to talk NFL. Clarence, what's up?
Damn it, oh, you Mike. What the hell, man?
He got scared. He saw
what's
you were there.
Over there.
Clarence, two of your favorites. White Magic bows out after we previewed him.
Yep.
And then OU Mike's a no-show when we threw to him. You got the full stage. Have at it, my man.
Yeah, I would, but you know it's a short segment, you know, and I'm not gonna waste time on White Magic. There's nothing there for me. But let's go ahead and talk about my boy. Woo! Oh yeah. What's going on with that, man? My boy.
Yeah. If you guys don't know, if you're listening, not listening, the Clarence is a New Orleans Saints fan. Clarence, mm-hmm. Your boy showed out well.
Preach.
That is a big win for them. I made a quick top 10 list of power rankings in the NFL. I've got your Saints third ahead of the Patriots. I'm becoming a believer not only in, obviously, in the Saints offense. Defensively, they're looking better. They still struggle against the pass a little bit, but this is a team that can stop the run. If they can create some turnovers, I think that the Saints are a team to be reckoned with.
Very much so. And when we all looked at this schedule and we saw after the bye this nice little stretch of plus 500 playoff teams, I'm going to tell you the truth. I saw between Baltimore and the Vikings and coming up the Rams, I thought it was going to be two losses in there somewhere in between, being a realist like I am. I knew that the Vikings game was going to be a win because of how many freaking times they're going to replay the Minnesota Miracle between here and last year. So I knew they was going to have it real out for them. But now we got those two wins, and now we got the undefeated, should have been defeated Rams.
Preach.
Mr. Ty Montgomery. I know Joel. Oh, man, Joel, I feel sorry for you, my brother.
I was not happy, Clarence.
Oh, I know you were not. I thought they had that game in a bag.
I mean, look, Clarence, here's the biggest thing for your Saints, though. Out of everything that you just said, they went from not having a defense to having a defensive line that is very disruptive.
They can get after the quarterback.
And that has changed everything in terms of my feeling on the Saints being a legit contender in the NFC.
I had a listener ask me who I thought the Rams' first loss would be. And it, to me, it comes down to three teams. Obviously, next week, they're on the road at the Saints.
Chiefs in Mexico
City. 2 weeks after that, they play the Chiefs, and then they have a game at home versus the Eagles. I think they lose one of those three games. Because the Saints are on the road, because the Saints can actually get some pressure on the quarterback, I like the Saints' chances of being able to give the Rams their first loss. But if it's not that game, I'm going to say the Eagles. The Eagles are they're 4-4, and they're not looking great. But when you look at what this team can do, they're one of, you know, they're a top 10 offense, they're a top 5 defense. I think if they just can get things clicking on all cylinders, and to borrow a phrase from Bill O'Brien, play some complimentary football on both sides of the ball with those guys, I think the Eagles could be a team that could beat the Rams. But I'm gonna go ahead and say the Saints are have the best chance of beating the Rams this year.
I think the Chiefs beat them in Mexico City, but I'll tell you this. If you guys didn't watch the game, and I know you were peeping it at least a little bit.
I watched it.
The biggest thing is the Rams have no home field advantage.
None.
There were more Packers fans
all over the place.
There were more Packer fans than there were Rams fans by a large margin yesterday. They even said that the Rams had to go to silent snap counts in their own building.
It's crazy.
That's not a good look for a team that's a Super Bowl contender.
Especially when you had the Dodgers were playing.
Yep.
At home.
Yep.
I mean, it should have been a more L.A. heavy crowd.
Did you see, by the way, that Desmond Howard and another a fan actually went to all 5 events?
That's crazy.
5 major sporting events in one city on one day. It was MLS soccer, hockey, the Clippers, the Dodgers, and the Rams Packers.
That's
and
wild.
They went to all 5 games.
That's balling.
That's pretty cool.
Hey, appreciate the call, Clarence. Oh, you Mike, hang in there. We got to get this break, but we'll get you when we get back.
Watch him hang up again. Yeah. All right, we've got about a half hour to go in the big show, and we're not going anywhere, so neither should you. It is the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the final half hour of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Sports Map 94.1. Nick is taking the rest of the show off. God, I hope not. In the meantime, Trey is trying to produce. He's taken off his hat.
He's doing well.
Someone needs to take a picture of this.
That was smooth.
Because the biggest challenge he has with all the controls in front of him to be able to be worried about is keeping his hair out of his face. It is just like he's like wiping the locks out of his grill.
I worry one day your hair is going to get tangled up in your headphones, and then it's just going to be a mess.
That's already happened.
Has it? Yeah.
Allegedly.
You need to put your hair into a bun when you produce.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that. All right, let's get on you Mike's call out of the way.
If he's there this time.
Trey, you know how to go to a caller? Trey?
Trey just hung up on me.
What's up, OU Mike?
Hey, guys. I was earlier in the show, y'all were talking about whether Gundy or Van Gundy was the same or it was used as a middle name. I kind of want to clear that up for everybody. It seemed like I had a few questions about it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, what it's like is most of the listeners wish Eric was actually a Von Eric, and that way we wouldn't have to be listening to his phone calls now.
Wow.
I hope that answered everyone's question.
That was the most elaborate way to wish death on someone that I have ever heard.
Did he say a Von Erich?
Yes.
That's what he
said. Does that even mean?
You don't know who the Von Erichs are?
No.
They're wrestling royalty.
I don't watch wrestling.
That surprises me.
That is shocking to me.
Considering, let me not.
You think there's a crossover between NASCAR fans and wrestling fans?
Trey, you're a redneck. Yeah, there's a ton of NASCAR. There's a ton of crossover between rednecks and wrestling.
Listen, just because I grew up in a double wide doesn't mean I'm a redneck.
What, in a double wide, in Baytown, as a NASCAR fan, You drive a red, what is it?
NASCAR laden.
Yeah. You have a number on your Monte Carlo. Is that what it is?
Yes. Okay, you got me.
I'm pretty sure I just described about 40% of the redneck population in this city. You fall into that. I'm sorry. So it should not be surprising to you that I'm surprised you don't know who the Von Erichs are.
It shouldn't?
No, it should not be. You're a redneck. I know you don't want to admit that. You're a redneck.
I don't think I am.
We just covered all of those things.
Do you have a good weekend?
Stop.
Trey.
We'll take it from here.
Who's
you don't
Kyle?
Need to run the show.
Who's Kyle, by the way?
Kyle.
What? Kyle?
Kyle has tweeted the show, and he said, y'all got to stop effing with my boy Trey.
He's a good dude. He works on cars. He's a great guy.
So he fixed the Monte Carlo? Is that what you're saying?
No. He just gave me some great information about the
Patrick Mahomes?
My car. Oh. No, not about Patrick Mahomes.
Okay, just checking.
It wasn't about Patrick Mahomes.
Kyle. We'll do our thing.
Okay?
You do your thing.
Yeah.
So
fix
several
cars,
people,
Kyle, make them work.
Several people have texted the show asking. Well, real quick, let me just do these. Hey, Joel, have y'all talked about the Packer game? Yes, we already talked about the Packer game. We don't need to talk about it anymore. I won tickets from Barry for the comedy show. My wife and I were next to the crowd of people trying to jump Barry. Way to handle it, Barry. I loved it. So we did give away some tickets. So there were some listeners there. But several people have texted the show asking about Red Dead Redemption, the new Red Dead Redemption 2, the new game that's out. Now, you're not a gamer, right?
I am not.
All right. So, Nick, you somewhat are a gamer, but you don't really play this kind of game, do you?
No, I didn't even know that game existed, so no.
It's a Western. So, first of all, it's a fun game. Well, the series is fun. Red Dead Redemption as a series is fun. So I thought it would be cool because the last time this game was out was 2010, and then they have the new version now. So it's taken that long to get a new one, but it's like this big open world. But I tell you what, for you gamers out there, first of all, it took 7 hours for me to download this stupid ass game. 7 hours, a whole Saturday waste. I didn't get to start playing until like 2 a.m. I was super pissed about that. Yeah, everything is so slow. There's just some, but you talk about trying to make video games real now. So it's a Western, right? And everything kind of moves at a slower pace, kind of like you would think the Old West was, you know, just everything. But you have this horse that you have to take care of like it's a real horse. Like I have to brush.
Like FFA type stuff?
Yeah, I have to brush this horse. Your horse is dirty. Who gives a crap? It's a video. I just want to shoot.
Well, if the horse gives a crap, you got to clean it up.
Oh, Joel, I go to get on the horse, it's pooping. I'm like, do I really need that real of a game where my horse is actually pooping in the game? For no reason. It's just pooping. They have a dog. I was walking down the street, and there's a dog pooping in the middle of the street for no reason.
Clean it up?
No, but like why spend time writing that into the video game? Do I need that much realism where the animals are actually out in the wild just pooping for no reason?
So the gist of the game is you have to take care of a horse?
No, the gist of the game is you're an outlaw, a part of a gang. You're going to go get all this money. But there's so much. So they try to be so detailed and so real that like if you just are out running around, you get tired because your stamina. If it's hot and you've got on a jacket, you start to get tired as a character. I'm like, I just want to shoot some folks.
That's the reason why I knew
that
as gaming like progressed and these new trends started, that I would hate it. Because I would literally play with my brother and he would spend more time on all the features before playing the game,
before
actually playing the game.
The story.
And that's how I knew I was going to lose my patience with video gaming. And that's how it is on like so many games.
Have you ever played a video game that's a shooter where you have to stop and clean your gun? I was so pissed off. They're like, your gun's dirty. So? It's a game. But no, now you gotta carry gun oil, clean your gun. You gotta carry a brush and brush your horse.
Sure, that's not a code.
Listen, this is like Sim City. It's like redneck Sim City. I don't want to do all this.
If it's a race car driving game,
I've got to pat my horse so it likes me.
You gotta change the rims.
I swear, how dumb is that? You gotta pat your horse on the neck so that it likes you.
Oh, come on.
It's the dumbest. It's the stupidest. It's so slow too. Like everything is moving so slow. The download was slow. It's slow
so you hate
to load.
The game. It sounds like that's code for like someone that needs to take a shower at the house. Hey, what? Your gun's dirty. Get in there. You soap.
Yeah.
It's like something you tell your kid. Hey, the gun's dirty. Get like, in there and use
and
soap.
And then I learned if you punch your horse, it kicks you and you die.
You punch your horse?
I punched my horse.
There's another.
They were like, you need to brush your horse. I was like, bleep this horse. And I punched it and it kicked me and I died. I was like, are you serious right now?
That's what you get for punching the horse.
Yeah. So like you're in this Western town, and if you just so much as bump somebody, they want to fight you. It's the damnedest thing. Like I just accidentally
like
bumped
me
this
in my
guy.
20s.
Yeah. I accidentally bumped this guy and he was like, you want some of this? I was like, well, I guess we're doing this. And then
so
we start fighting.
When did you download this game? Did this trigger
Saturday.
This after
no,
the fight
Friday.
At the comedy
the
club?
The comedy club was Friday.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, there's so many crazy things in that I just want to go shoot bad guys.
What makes me upset about that, I feel like I'm missing out if I don't play video games, believe it or not. There's so much in video games that keeps you in tune. What's going? Believe me, it's so much more relevant than you think, even for an adult.
Yeah,
it really is.
There's so like I don't understand like the health system because you've got your health and your stamina and this all you have to eat stuff and drink stuff, and if it's too hot you got to take your jacket off. If it's too cold you got to put a jacket on. It's insane, dude. And I'm like 10% through. And I did the comic cast with Jong and Michael Carroll, and they were asking me like, what would you rate it? It's not
E for everyone.
It's not great. Like some people are like, oh, it's 13 out of 10. It's the best game that's ever been made. I'm like 7 out of 10. I don't
want to
brush
a terrible
the
rating.
Thing that's misleading
I don't want
to
brush
me,
a horse.
Not being a gamer is the stuff you see on the commercials are just the interludes between
yes,
actually playing the
true.
Game. Because the people watch that on the commercial go, man, that's so lifelike and realistic. That's really cool. I want to check that game out. And then you got the disappointment of when you go to the game. That's like that's just like in between.
Yeah. I've been waiting on this game for years.
Have you
and somebody
really?
Said this sounds like it's Grand Theft Auto. It's the same maker. So it's a lot like Grand Theft Auto in that it's open world and you
I thought
just
Farmville was it for you.
No, not Farmville.
No?
No damn Farmville.
I thought you were all about Farmville too.
No, I'm okay. Not doing no damn Farmville.
All right, CJ, Cody, we're going to get you in next segment because we got no choice. We got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. One segment still to go. It's The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. Fred, AJ, Jong, they'll be ready to go and entertaining you all the way through the rest of your work day into the evening hours. Anything you want to tidy up on the social media?
No.
Twitter? Texting,
well, just call. People are sending me stuff about Red Dead Redemption. Apparently, at some point, some guy was out there riding his horse, and the horse just died. And so he had to walk and carry a saddle. See, that's just too
real. So I hope he didn't punch it after it died, because that'd be like beating a dead horse.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Trey loved that one.
That I got to give you credit. That wasn't bad at all.
Thank you.
Yeah, you pulled that one out of
appreciate
your ass.
That.
Well done.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure.
My pants up and carry on with the show.
So I'm pretty sure I saw Trey at Golden Corral in a Dale Earnhardt shirt with the sleeves cut off and a John Cena trucker hat. That's from AR Platinum. I trust AR Platinum. That's a good dude. I don't believe he's lying. That was you. You weren't at the Golden Corral in a Dale Earnhardt shirt with the sleeves cut off and a John
allegedly.
Cena. Oh, that's what I thought. Got him.
Come on, Trey. At the end of the day, it sounds like it's pretty believable. That's not something that people would go, too far-fetched.
Yeah. Allegedly. Oh. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Okay.
If it was the Astros tattoo and it was identified on the sleeve with the sleeveless shirt on, it would have sealed the deal.
He didn't actually do this.
Trey likes women.
Allegedly.
That's what I thought. All right, let's get these calls in before we get to get out of here.
But Trey's asexual.
Allegedly.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. All right, Cody wants to talk Monday Night Football. He wants, Cody, oh, let me save you any trouble. The Bills are going to get trounced.
And Cody, the difference between three Clarence touchdowns. And you is Clarence's team is good.
Three touchdowns.
So we allow it.
Yeah.
The Bills suck.
I know. I
hate it. By the way, it was nice to meet you the other day in Beaumont. But the Bills are going to get trounced.
That's another thing I was going to say. I really appreciate Joel running out halfway to the parking lot. I think you're the fastest human being in the world because I heard Barry talking over the loudspeaker thing at the bar. And then, like, by the time I got in my car, I could hear Joel talking.
Yes, I mean, it's Lightning Lance and it's Don't Blink Blank. That's what happens. See, that's what we do on Wikipedia.
That's right.
Yeah.
So what's up, Cody?
Well, anyways, I know I helped Nick out a couple weeks ago on taking the points with the Bills. But this week, I think they could spot the Bills 20 points, and I still wouldn't take it.
I think you're right.
It could be ugly.
I'm hoping that thought process kind of carries them like it did when I thought that against the Vikings. Because I wore all black Sunday, the Sunday that the Bills beat the Vikings. So maybe that reverse psychology will help them out.
Hey, Cody, did you, by the way, Facebook me and ask a question about SportsMap? Because Fred Fowler is the guy to ask on anything and everything SportsMap. So just either call him or text him or do something.
All right, appreciate it.
Cool, man. Appreciate the call, bud.
Yep, thanks, man.
Good luck tonight. You're going to need it. All right, CJ wants to talk Madden 19. CJ, what's up?
All right, yo. So thanks for letting me on.
Yep.
Appreciate it. Long-time listener. So I want to talk about the realisticness of these games. And Madden 19 drives me absolutely nuts because they'll focus on the guy's face and like, oh, look at all the tape on Landon Collins and, oh, look how they got the glove on Ben Roethlisberger. Meanwhile, you're sitting there running with the daggone football inside your hand, like all some old craziness. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, oh, but the field looks good. Oh, look at the grass. But meanwhile, the coaches are sitting in the middle of the field off of a glitch. It's completely ridiculous. Like, you're literally running past two coaches married together. And I played Red Dead Redemption 1. Uh-huh. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. But I'm disappointed to hear you say that the 2 is not as good because they put too much stuff in it. But I agree, they put way too much stuff into these games, and it takes away from the game. I'm like, dude, the whole reason I'm playing the game is to lose myself. Why do I want all this realisticness? I mean, is this virtual reality? I mean, come on now.
Exactly.
Stop it.
Appreciate the call, CJ. Somebody was saying on the text line or on Twitter that in the game, in the Red Dead Redemption 2, and when you start off, it's cold. You're in the snow. And then you the spring comes and you get down off the mountain or whatever. But they said that they were riding their horse back up to the mountain where it was cold, and you can actually see the horse's testicles shrink when it gets cold.
That's just too much attention to detail.
Realism. I don't need shrinking horse testicles in my game. I just want to shoot a bunch of bad guys and then call it. There's just so much going on. I don't know. Like, you got to build campfires and make beans.
Gone are the days that you purchase a game, you download it,
and it takes seven hours? By the way, here's a great pro tip. And I shared this on Comicast as well, and I didn't want to get off of this show without giving this. So Assassin's Creed Odyssey is also out. And I love the Assassin's Creed game line.
Yes, that's the sequel to Rocky?
If that's the right word.
Assassin's Creed?
Dong that.
No.
That's a definite dong.
All right,
I'm not moving on.
Dong!
That deserve that. You're like, yeah, I should get out of there. But so I was like, well, I'm going to download Red Dead Redemption 2, so I'm going to just go ahead and buy Assassin's Creed, have it shipped, and then in a couple days it'll get here. So I was on Amazon. Did you know that when you're buying a game on Amazon, you can actually trade in old games and get credit for them? And I did not know that, and I ended up getting Assassin's Creed, a $60 game, for $11 because I had a copy of God of War laying around, I had a copy of Mafia 3, and I had a copy of Far Cry 5.
And Farmville?
No Farmville, Joel. You've asked that several times now. No Farmville.
If you had it, traded it in, it helped you upgrade your game.
So what you do is you just say, I have this game, and then it tells you how much you can get credit for it, and then they immediately apply that to whatever game you're buying, and then you download a packing slip, and you just ship them the games, but you get the discount right there at checkout when you're buying the game.
I think that's a good tip because video gamers obviously spend a lot of money.
It's a great tip, man. You can save. So what it made me realize is I'm going to stop buying digital downloads and start going to Amazon, buying the physical disc, and having it shipped in a day or two. You still have to download stuff, but at least you have that physical copy that you get to trade in.
Something tangible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because, dude, I got like $20 for God of War.
That's a lot.
Man, when you spend $60-$70 on a game and you can recuperate, yeah, I'll take that. I'll take that every time.
I'm too cheap. I'm looking for the free download.
Because when I did play video games, you used to be able to trade in your games, too. That's how a lot of those shops stayed open.
$2.50.
Oh, and I bought it used. That's why I also saved more money. I got it for $50 instead of $60. And then I all the discounts. That's why I ended up getting it for $11 on Amazon.
That's a bet.
Yeah, man. It's a. I didn't know you could do that. I know you could go down to like GameStop or the games. Yeah. That's probably what you did and trade in an old one and get credit for it. But just the fact that Amazon will just on pure faith, you tell them I have these games and then they give you the credit.
And it doesn't matter what condition they're in?
No, it just says playable.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, unless you're throwing it, you know, using it as a frisbee golf or something like that, I don't think it's not too much damage to it. But I was like, man, that's pretty convenient.
That's a good way to save some bucks, especially if you're a big gamer and you spend a lot of money buying them. You're right.
I saved me by buying it used and doing that. I saved $50 on the game, essentially. It's pretty awesome. Good. Yeah, I'll take that. So there's my pro tip of the day, buying games. Do it on Amazon. Trade your games. There you go.
Nice. Yeah. All right. Other than that, hey, it's been a great show. We had a lot of fun, and it's only Monday. So that means that we've got four more still to go and lots more shenanigans, fun, and sports to get into. We appreciate you guys always being along for the ride. And if you're along for the ride, tell a friend because we continue to add more and more suspects each and every day. And it's always fun to see them along the way, whether it's Barry doing comedy or me dropping Taylor at school and having parents say that their dads listen at school, I mean, at work every day. Always great to hear from you guys. Always to have you a part of the show. So hopefully we'll talk to you again tomorrow. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Y'all have a great night. The Blitz is next, everybody.
Allegedly.
Then I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
Houston Sports Talk with some certified Angus beefsteaks. What could be better?
It's like nothing you've ever heard before.
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the official ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today by searching ESPN Houston in your app store.